First unheard message.
Hey, I've got a confession. I'm 35 years old and I've never voted. Politics is just one of my favorite things to talk about. Everybody in the office knows that, like, I'm like the politics guy. I'm always arguing with somebody about something that whoever's done in the Senate or the House or whatever. But if they knew I've never voted, they would laugh me out of the office. So it would be terrible, terrible.
Next message.
So I just have to tell somebody this is terrible, but I am my daughter's dance teacher, and I always put her in the front row. I know it's bad, but she's so cute.
Next message.
So I just moved in with my roommate a few months ago, and about 3 weeks ago, she borrowed one of my shirts for the first time. And I didn't care because it wasn't like my fave or anything, but now she just takes stuff all the time without asking. I mean, I just went into my closet yesterday, and there were 3 shirts of mine gone. Like, what the frick? She's not even my sister. I mean, I don't even have a sister, and maybe now I know why. I don't want a sister.
Next message.
Yeah, I've been with my girlfriend for 9 years, 9 going on 10, and she wants a proposal. And I know she's looking for it today. We have a romantic day planned, but I'm not ready to settle down. And to be 100% honest, I don't know if this is the girl I want to spend the rest of my life with. I mean, it's great. It's great, but it freaks me out. The commitment freaks me out, and I love the girl, but I'm not in love with her. She's not what I would consider my best friend at this time, and I just don't know how to break that to her. And I can't do it tonight. That would crush her. But and it's gonna come up, and we're gonna get down to the skin and bones of it, and it's gonna be a whole issue. And I don't know how to handle it. Don't know.
End of messages.